PodBot Door AI. As we wind down the day of the shutdown game, a new reality is coming into focus as the voting gets underway and athletes demand change. 9 NFL teams have canceled practice while the league has yet to find a solution for Super Bowl quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who kneels during the national anthem to protest racial injustice. The movement that launched the protest movement against police brutality against black men and women is still considering whether to relax the rules that prohibit protests or award a medal, standing. Tudor warned brands to do more than simply make public statements condemning racism. I do not even subconsciously appropriate the words of Richard Feynman and pass them on to my own, but I am sending them to you, dear reader, who was the first to let you speak. No one could have had the slightest reason to run the best human calculator ever devised and calculated. Indeed, he dismisses others' interpretive positions, deploring them as closed and calculating. I would like to send you a copy of the original letter from Feynman, which he really said, once you have it. In the meantime, I hold a number of positions in computer science, computer engineering and mathematics, but none of them should be the subject of this column. I rebelled against the expectations of an academic career, just as many working-class meddlers fight for the right to get a haircut and a real job. But I would not stay in a regular job for long, which required me to calm my emotions, show a happy face, and get used to those who depended on my income. In this regard, disgruntled social media followers who respond to political tweets with a version of "stick it to the guitar," are trying to impose a similar kind of conformity on the nonconformist world of artists. I am ready to make use of Frank Zappa, whose intelligent and informed musicians would become famous if they told the truth, no matter how controversial they may be. I loved it so much that I became a fan of what the current NBA stars do with their Twitter accounts. There is a hypothesis that I am presenting here that is the first to apply, shut up, and calculate, in the context of quantum foundations. Shakespeare uses the phrase in King Lear only for the character of Regan of Cornwall, who advises the king to close his door. The Routledge Dictionary of Historical Slang quotes an 1858 lecture on slang that says, "When a man keeps his mouth shut, he keeps his mouth shut," and the phrase is used when the person requesting action simultaneously demands that the subject of a command keep his mouth shut or answer a question. Biden actually asked the president, "Are you going to shut up, man?" And he was angered several times that Mr. Trump interrupted. The biggest loss would be succumbing to fear and constantly suppressing my voice, and I think that would have been what Paul would have experienced. If I hadn't had to suppress what I wanted to express, I wouldn't have been able to make music in the first place. In addition to a creatively satisfying career, guitar helped me overcome extreme shyness and mistrust. Although playing guitar was once a youthful act of rebellion, I did not rebel because I was merely expressing how I felt about what was going on in the world around me. For this reason, it is worth revisiting Shut Up Sing, a documentary that traces the rise of the term, shut up, which has become a shortcut for everything we do not automatically agree with. The film shows in detail how this misnomer is not only a bad idea, but also a dangerous one. Neither side has a monopoly on bad ideas, and some Testament fans threaten to stop listening to the band because of it. In articles about the Chicks in the 2010s, it is often referred to as one of the first internet cancellations. In the mid-2000s, the Dixie Chicks themselves were blacklisted for criticizing then-President George W. Bush over the Iraq War. American Heartland, the film says, incorrectly, and the band it purports to represent coagulates into astonishing dynamics less than a year and a half after 9/11. There were so-called decent people, they gathered, but we couldn't go out and show up in the U.S. People protested with their blinding shirts, "Shut up, Dixie" tweets, and "I'm tired of you," but there were no so-called decent people to rally against.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Tracy and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.